What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
And of course, we have a helicopter flying overhead because of course, we start the podcast and some shit's going on.
Every hour on the hour. It never fucking quits.
Never fucking stops.
Yeah.
Little moment for us. We're pretty proud right now. We are
like
dead.
20 hours sober.
We won a medal, each of us, because we are sober. We've been sober for the last 2 days. Well, day and a half.
Yeah. We're really fucking going for it.
We're really going for that sober life.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Taking that dry January and applying it to dry July, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Because we're not really getting hot girl summer. We're getting we're getting like a warm girl summer. Yeah. We're getting like plans here and there. Then they end up being shit.
Right.
We're
it's
getting
lukewarm at best. Yeah. At best.
At fucking best, yeah. Bro. And the reason it's been lukewarm, the reason it's not been a hot girl summer is because of something that, well, if you're a lesbian in Los Angeles, you definitely have experienced this.
Right.
Madison and I are guilty of doing this to you guys. You guys are guilty of doing this to us.
Yeah.
Should I read the definition?
I mean, okay.
I'm going to read the definition, okay. And I want you guys to let me know
if
you've experienced this.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you can guess it before we say what the actual word is, piece of shit.
If you're like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
That definition sums me up in a nutshell.
Really quick.
Piece of shit. Really quick. Bad purse. Really quick. Piece of shit. All right. So here we go. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
When you lie or manipulate someone and make them feel crazy for reacting how they react and make them believe their gut isn't true, you make them feel like they are overreacting once you get them angry and you've made them mad.
Yeah.
You then make them feel crazy for being mad.
Got it.
So basically you manipulate events and situations to make the victim feel crazy and switch the blame.
Damn.
So the good old switcheroo.
The old flipping the script.
The old, what are you talking about? Are you seriously gonna ask me to look at my phone right now, even though you just saw my ex-girlfriend's name pop up on it like 2 seconds ago? You seriously don't trust me?
Really? Really? We're really gonna play this fucking game? You want my fucking phone passcode? We're really gonna do this?
Hey, Maddie, do you wanna go to dinner on Friday night at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, I would love to. I get off work like 6:30. I'm great. Let's do it at 7 p.m.
Great. Let's link up later in the week. And finalize shit later. All right, you guys. So if you guys know what the fuck we're talking about,
right?
If you can understand what I just read, the definition, examples we've been giving you, being piece of shit assholes, what do we like to call this, Madison?
It starts with a gas and ends with a light.
Gaslighting, motherfuckers. Yeah. Gaslighting has been this specialty of LA lesbians. Since the day that I've been gay, 0.4 seconds ago. But you know what? Hey, it's been the specialty of LA lesbians since Madison has been gay, which has been since the day she was born in 1994. Okay? So we are here to say that the gaslighting...
Fuck all you guys.
No. We know it's not going to end because I have no intentions of ending it anytime soon.
Right, exactly.
You have no intentions of ending gaslighting anytime soon.
No, not
soon.
At all. Yeah. When I say you're a bad purse for like
you're
getting
included?
It. Oh, I'm number one. I'm right at the top. I'm way at the top.
I have a good story for you guys about when I was a piece of shit gaslighter when it worked in my favor, but then later didn't. So we'll get into that story in just a moment.
Okay.
So, but before that, I want to say what just happened over the weekend. The reason we wanted to talk about this story is because I have been the victim of gaslighting.
Yeah, the gaslighting was like pumping
this
weekend.
It was on fire for me.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, whoa, 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 Blake, how did you not recognize this? You master game player. How did you, of all people, not recognize that you were getting gaslit from day one, bitch?
Right.
And then... the newfound me a month later. And even my friends in the meantime were like, yo, bitch, you're getting gaslit. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm believing it. So here we go. Talking to this girl about a month. And talking is a like aggressive term. We've been chatting relatively like here and there on a Friday night. I could be like, yeah, I live in WeHo. What are you up to on Saturday? Oh, we'll be around. Like, hit me up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Bet.
Yeah.
Saturday comes around. WYD. No response. Okay. And this is like just,
no response.
This is like in a nutshell, back and forth bullshit of like, I want to hang out this week. Can we still hang out? I want to come over to your place.
This is what she's
saying. Yeah. Right. And I'm getting strung along thinking like, not that I even give that much of a fuck, but it's just like the thought of getting strung along and then being like, oh yeah, for sure. So it's like getting that, like the breadcrumbing. It's like what you guys call breadcrumbing.
Right.
The little bit of hope.
Yeah. And also too, like, why would you not believe somebody? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you have no, there's no reason initially when you like first meet somebody to like feel any other way other than trust that what they're actually saying is real, you know?
Right. Or like, I don't have her history. I don't know what she's, I don't know if she's a douchebag.
Right.
I don't know her history at all. So I'm just like, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, I'm in WeHo. Come hang out. Like, yeah. Come over. Yeah. We'll meet up. We'll be at the bar, whatever. But when it comes down to the actual date and the actual plan,
right,
what happens, Maddie? There's just some shit.
Yeah. I mean, let me repeat, WYD, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, so, there's just no follow through, no like actual
plan.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then when it comes down to the plan, the rug is pulled out from beneath you, yeah, at the last second.
Yeah.
That is classic gaslighting.
Yeah.
Pretending, mm-hmm, like you want to do something, acting like you want to do something, pretending, yeah, that you like someone, mm-hmm, because you just want security, you're a fuckboy, whatever you are. Mm-hmm. I believe that shit, right?
Right.
And what I realized, I was getting gaslit. I send a text message after this bullshit week of lead up of like, what are you doing this week? Yeah. What are you at? Blah, blah, blah. I send a WYD.
Right.
I get nothing back because, yeah, I'm out with my friends and I'm like, oh, maybe they're out in WeHo. WYD. I get nothing back. I go to a bar, a gay bar in West Hollywood with my friends. She happens to be at the same bar.
Yeah.
So
walks
then
walks right past.
Walks right past me. Doesn't say a fucking word to me. Okay.
Just really quick.
Go off.
Ladies, let's talk about something. If I have ever been within a literal fucking 10-foot radius of you, you know who the fuck I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18 feet tall. Really fucking hard to miss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Really fucking hard to miss. Plus, we've spoken.
Yeah.
We've sat next to each other on the couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've met multiple times.
Right. So if that happens, right, we've got that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I show up.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a spot. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people around, fucking whatever. And all of a sudden, it's as if I were like body snatched, you know? It's as if you have no fucking clue
who this 6'4" brunette girl is.
Literally.
All of a sudden.
Literally. All of a sudden, I'm just like see-through, you know?
Uh-huh.
Which,
uh-huh,
is fine. No fucking sweat off my back.
But it's just weird.
But I'm like, yo, what are we doing here? What's the idea behind not saying hello to somebody?
Right.
I don't get it. I don't understand. And you know what? I'm talking shit, but because I'll do the same thing, because if you're not going to say shit to me, you bet the fuck,
mm-hmm,
I'm not even looking in your direction.
I know.
You know?
Well, it's like, just say hi to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I walk by her. She doesn't say a word to me. Didn't say hey. And I just think to myself, okay, this is officially cut off now because it's so fucking weird,
yeah,
that you've spent this much like energy, like saying, yo, what are you doing this weekend?
Right, XYZ.
But then when we're actually standing face to face, you don't say hi.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucking weird.
Fucking weird.
So then I was just like, okay, bet, like, whatever. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
I let it be. But that was a classic example of me getting gaslit,
right,
me giving into it, believing that like we were going to hang out at some point. And it was just like, whatever. And you gaslight people that you actually don't really give a fuck about. You do it because you're like, you're in my back pocket. I have plans with my friends. And then if this works out, we'll hang out. And that's it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just like, you have other shit going on and it's not really like your priority to hang out with,
yeah,
that person.
Or sometimes you're just like really feeling shitty and you're like, I have absolutely zero fucking intention of following through with this at all.
But you're bored.
Right. I just need to do this right now and get it out of my system.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost, you, mm-hmm, know, and then move the fuck on.
So did you do that recently? I know she did. I'm setting it up for you guys.
You're like, you know, passing me the ball, waiting for me to sink a three.
Segway.
Nice. Yeah. Not been a good purse lately. Really just been a bad fucking purse.
So who have you gaslit recently?
Okay, so there's one girl that we were talking, whatever. It was cool. It was like a thing. But like I had no – like I knew it wasn't really going anywhere, you know? But again, bored, bad purse. Here we go. I engage in a way where I can like – pick up somebody's energy and I'm just going to roll with that, you know, whether that's really how I feel or not. So I knew that the girl was like really coming in hot. Nude. ASAP. So you know what I did? Nude. ASAP. Because I'm like, all right, this is the game we're fucking playing. Sure, let's do it. You know? Meanwhile, back of my head, never. I'm not going to follow through. I'm just not, you know?
Yeah. Like what? Like setting up plans.
Right. Like actually hanging out, actually like following through with what I guess a nude entails. You know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't just the nude. She's asked you to hang out multiple times and you pretend like you're going to and then you never do.
Right. But like from the jump, like that's what the story was. Right. You know
what
I mean? She
was compartmentalized from the jump.
Because there's also a lot of me that's like, well, what could happen? You know, like even if, yeah, the intentions are never there, it's always like, I don't know. Somebody could, you know, pleasantly surprise me. Does that ever happen? Fuck no.
Well, this is also a girl thing. Girls like attention. And yeah, when you are bored and you want attention, you hit up the person that you know is always going to be down for you. Right. So this girl is that girl. She's always going to be down for you. And you know that. So you hit her up because you know that she'll be there for you when you are just trying to go out and like have attention. Yeah. As fucked up as that sounds, that's just like, there are you, everyone, you guys have that person. I know you do. Yeah, you know, it's just like
100%.
It's shitty to admit, but it's true. And it's not like you're intentionally doing it to be malicious. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's just the dynamic between you guys.
Yeah. And let me say this too. Now that it's gotten to that, I'm not going to continue at this point because that's the point where it really does get like fucked up. And I really am like hurting somebody, you know, because that's like, yeah, like you talked about, like it's the breadcrumbs of like, if they're continuing to hear from me, because I've been in this position before. If I'm continuing to hear from somebody and if somebody keeps inviting me out or, you know, wants to see me, whatever sort of thing, I'm assuming that that means that they like me in some way, you know, I'm assuming that that means that there's something to this when in reality, like there's just nothing.
Yeah. So the exactly what you're saying right now is exactly the key factor of gaslighting, which is action, meaning that actions speak louder than words.
Right.
So if you keep hearing over and over and over again, I want to see you. I want to make a plan. I want to make dinner. I want to reach out and do this. I want to go to this. I can't wait for the day we do this. But then you actually don't ever go through with a plan. You don't actually ever hang out. You don't get that like Friday night that you thought you were going to get because some shit happened to come up. Yeah. And so when you get mad about it or when you think you're being crazy about it, they make you feel like you are being crazy about it.
Right.
Although they had no intention of ever doing it at all, but they want to make sure that you're just kind of like in their back pocket.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when a guy just wants to keep sleeping with you. He'll say anything that he knows you want to hear to get you over to his house and in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, we're going to date one day because he said that he thinks I look fucking pretty tonight or whatever.
Right. Cause like we're fucking. Not, so like obviously it's going to go somewhere. Right.
But
like,
it's not going anywhere. Yeah. Text messages every single day don't mean anything.
Don't mean shit.
Don't mean anything. Yeah. Unless you're actually seeing this person, spending time with them.
Right.
I mean, granted, that's just like if you guys are in the same area.
Yeah.
But like if you're in the same neighborhood and you're just texting every day but never actually hanging out, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing?
Right?
Yeah.
So this is what I want to tell you.
Yeah.
As someone who's gone through this, as someone who's been the master gaslighter. When you feel like you're getting gaslit, you probably are.
You are.
So you should stop it immediately.
Yeah.
Because you will look like the idiot if you do what I did and show up to a bar after you text someone and then they don't reply and then you're face to face with them.
Right.
You're going to be the dumbass bitch that I was.
Right.
Okay.
Because this is, and this is too the only way to test it. The only way to test it is to stop talking to the person. And
right.
If they come back, then yeah, they were being truthful or whatever.
But if they don't, they don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. Or if it's just, again, the same fucking text message, then it's just like, okay, you're just on like a fucking repeat. And right. I
words don't mean shit.
Not wasting time anymore.
Exactly. Right. Story time. Here we go. This is a good fucking story. You guys sit down. Buckle up.
Pop some fucking popcorn.
Get your popcorn ready. Yeah. Get your butter ready. Get your champagne ready. Get your fucking strawberries ready. Get whatever the fuck you need. Sit down, bundle up, and listen to how I master gaslit this motherfucker. And I ended up at game seven in a private fucking jet.
Okay? You're the worst. You're the worst. Really quickly. Worst
person. Listen, I'm not proud of this. I'm not sitting here saying, oh yeah, hurrah, like you should definitely manipulate people this hard because you definitely should not.
Yeah.
But when you don't understand that you're being gaslit, you end up in the position that this man was in. Okay? So here we go. Two of my best friends were working for this man. Okay, in San Francisco. He is a multimillionaire. He comes down to LA and my friends are like, we're all gonna go out to dinner at this restaurant in LA. Let's all go.
Cool flex.
Our boss is coming
cool flex.
To LA. I mean, they're also here on business. It's not that he didn't just come down to take us out to dinner.
Right, sure.
So he comes down with the two friends that I have that work for him and he's like, bring your friends out to dinner, whatever. We get to this restaurant, we're all hanging out, whatever. He's like, we're all going to go. I'm going to take all of you girls to Napa next weekend. Like I got a house, like we can wine taste, whatever, do the whole thing. And all of us were like, hell yeah. Cause all of us girls have been friends for like years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we go to Napa. We're hanging out. I become friendly with him. We don't make out. We don't. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, you did make out?
I digress. We made out the first night at dinner. Okay. Okay.
You guys go fucking bathroom?
No. Okay. So we go to dinner. Me and then a couple of his buddies, okay? We all drink that night and I end up making out with him. Just making out with him, straight up. And then that's it. Go the fuck home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all like, whatever. So then he's like, I'm going to take all of you girls to Napa next weekend. So we're like, bet, let's go. That'll be so fun.
Right.
So we all go to Napa, his friends, my friends, we all go. It's super fun. And like, we all vibe with each other. He and I like hit it off, but like, in like a friend way. It's like, yeah, we made out the weekend prior, but on this trip, we did not make out. We didn't even sit next to each other once during any of the like events that we did. Yeah. Nothing. Okay. So then we all just had like a lot of fun together. Then he goes, I'm taking my private jet to game seven on whatever date in a couple weeks. And like, I want you to come.
Yeah.
And I, being a gaslighter, but also not wanting to be such a piece of shit, I say, I'm down because like my two of my best friends are going, I'm down to go, but I don't want you, I straight up said this to him. I don't want you to think because I'm going on this trip that like we're gonna sleep together.
Okay.
Because we're not. And like, I wanna make sure that's clear. Like, I don't want you to have any expectations of me.
Right.
I did say it kind of flirty because here's the thing. He now sees that as a challenge. He now sees that as she thinks that I can't get her now, which is also gross.
Barf city.
But I know that's how men think. But I also wanted to have that disclaimer because when it really came down to it, I still wasn't planning on sleeping with him.
Right.
So I still wanted to make sure that I could be like, hey, remember that little birdie that was in your head last weekend that said I'm not sleeping with you?
Right.
That still happened.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we get there. And guess what? Rich men don't like hearing.
We're not going to fuck.
They don't like hearing. No. Okay. So we get there. We go in the fucking private jet. I'm with my friends. It's so much fucking fun.
Right.
We get to the game. We're all hanging out. I sit next to a rapper.
Okay.
That I became friends with because we're sitting next to each other and he's in our group and we're all like hitting it off, like having a great fucking time. And he's staying at the same house as me.
Okay.
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 So he's the only other person staying at the house.
Right.
My two girlfriends that were there, they lived in San Francisco at the time. So they just went home and they're like, you can come back to ours or you can stay here because he has like a big place. Like you can stay at his house.
Yeah.
And this rapper was also staying
okay
at the house. Okay. Okay? So So we're all hanging out upstairs, the three of us. Yeah. Me, the guy that took us there, and this rapper.
Okay.
The three of us are hanging out all night, having a great time, drinking, talking, whatever. Then it's time for Betty Bye. Okay? So then I go, it's a three-story place. I go, I'm going to go downstairs.
Okay.
And the rapper guy that was there, he goes, I'm going to go downstairs too. He was sleeping on the lowest level and I was planning on sleeping in the middle level.
Okay.
And then the guy that took us there was going to sleep on the top level.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, you don't want to just hang out with me up here a little bit longer? And I go, here we go. Here we fucking go.
Yeah.
But I had to remember, I gaslit this motherfucker. I gaslit this motherfucker.
Big time.
And I knew that this was coming.
Yeah.
I knew it was too good to be true to be going on a private jet with my best friends to a fucking game 7 of basketball game, going to Napa, doing all these fun things without getting the, but you don't want to hang out a little longer with me up here?
Right.
You don't want to sleep in my bed?
Oof.
So then I say, I mean, I guess I can, because again, Gaslight City, okay? But is anything ever going to happen? No. What do? We pull the rug at the last second,
right?
Yeah. Because I don't want to make this man feel stupid. So my flight at this point is still not booked. But I told him before,
yeah.
I said, I'm happy to go on this trip. I also can't afford my flight
on
the way home because I'm a broke college student.
Got it.
So if you want to pay for my flight home, I'm all fucking in.
Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah. Okay. So then he says, no fucking problem. I got you. And I go, great. So now at this point, it's 2 o'clock. Okay. And I get the, you sure you don't want to stay up? Next to, I got to throw in there, hey, also, my flight isn't booked. Okay. And guess what my bank account says? $34.50. All right. And I don't mean $34.50 as in $3,450. I mean $34.50 fucking cents. Okay.
Barely enough for dinner.
Yeah. Could I even book the Uber to the airport if I wanted to?
No.
No, no,
no.
No,
no, no.
I could not.
Yeah.
So I know I have to gaslight just a little bit longer. So I go, I mean, I guess I can. So I'm laying in bed with this man. I'm wearing a zip-up black hoodie.
Oh,
I'm wearing black like Lululemon leggings. And low-key, I think my socks are on.
I would hope.
And I remember him literally saying, you're so tense. You're dressed like – and you're dressed like Catwoman right now. I remember that specific line. You're dressed like Catwoman right now. And I was like, well – I don't want to say his name. I was like, well, I can't, like, I'm not sleeping up here. I told you that from, like, the jump. Like, I'm going to sleep in, like, the lower level, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, wow, this whole time, like, you've been having so much fun. And, like, now you're going to act like you've been flirting with me. And now you're just, like, not going to, like, sleep with me.
Oh, my God.
Like, the classic.
Yeah.
Just you. I owe you shit.
Yeah.
I mean, understood. I gaslit.
Did he flip the script? Did he gaslight you a little bit? Because he was like,
explain,
yeah, baby girl, I'll take you on this trip. Fuck yeah, you don't have to give me shit.
Yeah.
And then last minute.
Pulls
the fucking rug.
Yeah, so I guess he did gaslight me in that sense.
Yeah.
But the thing is like his plan was to take me on this trip with the intention of us having sex. And
right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, but my intention was to go on the trip and not have sex. So.
You guys are really incompatible.
Yeah. So we were both gaslighting each other and I didn't sleep with him. So, of course, he gets mad at the end and I gaslit him because he's the one that's like, I make him feel crazy.
Okay.
I'm like, I told you I wasn't coming on this trip to sleep with you.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to sleep on the lower level.
Yeah.
I told you you had to pay for my flight. Like, why are you acting so mean and crazy right now? Like, why are you being such an asshole? What the fuck? You shouldn't have this expectation because I told you from the jump.
Yeah.
Is that a little manipulative? Yes. But, like, I don't give a fuck at the time.
Right.
I was just, like, trying to hang out with my friends and, like, go to this basketball game.
Just trying to get on that PJ.
Exactly. And it was fucking dope. So then, right? Okay. My flight's still not paid for.
So awkward.
So I'm starting to freak out because he's getting a little angry.
Oh.
He's getting a little upset that I am like just like hardcore being like, no, I'm not fucking you.
Yeah.
So I want to go down to the lower level. So I go down there and I go, you know what? I'm just going to go downstairs because like I'm like kind of uncomfortable right now. Like I don't really feel like being here right now.
Yeah.
So this is what I do, you guys. This is what I do. So I go downstairs. He's still upstairs. So I sneak down to the lowest level. I knock on this rapper's door that's sleeping at the house that I had only hung out with for like 3 hours that night.
Right.
And I start pounding on his door. I start pounding on this motherfucker's door. And he opens it. And he's like in a dead sleep. And he opens the door and he's like, what's going on? And I was like, I can't be down here for long because if he comes down here and he thinks, and also he's trying to play really cool with this guy. He like was so stoked. He was staying at the house. So he was like, if he saw me down there outing him, he would have fucking cut my head off. So I was like,
or like thinks that you're trying to fuck the rapper.
So he thinks I'm trying to fuck the rapper.
Yeah.
And I knew that. So I was like, fuck that. Okay. Cause like, what if for some reason this rapper wasn't cool either? And then I'm fucked.
Such a unnecessarily fucking stressful situation you put yourself in.
I know. So then I knock on the door. And granted, this guy, this rapper lived in Santa Monica. At the time. He still lives like in the area. So I'm like knocking on his door and I'm like, hey, like I need to tell you this. I don't know. I go, I'm going to text you right now what the fuck is going on because you're going back to Santa Monica in the morning, right?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. And I'm like, I might need a ride.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm going upstairs. Because if he comes down here and sees us talking,
we're dead.
We're fucking dead. And he goes, dude, I don't even know this guy. Is he scary?
Dead.
He's like low-key freaking out. He's like, are we gonna get murdered?
Didn't sleep a wink, guarantee. He was just laying there all night.
So then I go up on the stairs and I text this rapper and I go, I'm not getting on a flight because he thought he was gonna pay for it and he's really mad at me right now. So there's no fucking way in hell he's buying my flight. I was like, do you mind if I hitch a ride with you?
Right.
Because they drove.
Okay.
I was like, do you mind if I hitch a ride with you and like his buddy that they drove up there?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, like, of course, like, no problem. And I was like, thank you so much. And in that moment, you guys, in that moment when this man, when I knew that this rapper was downstairs, I was so like at peace knowing that like if this guy upstairs was going to do anything, that I could just scream for this other man. Okay. So I like to say that this man save my life. Okay. So then it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And the Grinch comes down.
Oh God.
The Grinch comes down from upstairs.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah. I haven't slept a fucking wink. Okay. He comes downstairs.
Miserable.
And he goes, I bought your flight. And I go, oh my God. I go, thank the heavens and Lord above that I see daylight outside and that I can get on a fucking flight.
Yeah.
And he goes, your car will be here in 20 minutes. And I go, thank you so much.
My God.
Do you want me to help clean up the kitchen?
You bitch. So shitty.
So the moral of that story is, had this man recognize the gaslighting from the jump, he wouldn't be in a situation where he invited me instead of another girl that may have slept with him that would be a hooker for him. Then he wouldn't be in this situation.
And you wouldn't be in that situation.
And I wouldn't be in this situation. I got a little, I was a little sketch at the end.
Yeah.
But had he read the room better, had he recognized the gaslighting, had he recognized what I said wasn't really adding up with my actions, then he would have avoided inviting me on this trip.
Right.
I don't have anything to lose because I'm with my best friends. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a fucking basketball game. I'm going in a private jet. So I have everything to gain in this situation. He has everything to lose if his entire goal is to just fuck a random blonde girl. Okay. So, to avoid the gaslighting, we say, if actions don't line up with words, then you are getting gaslit.
Yeah. If you even get a fucking whiff, just the tiniest bit of like, I don't know about that, turn the other way.
Yeah.
Turn the other way.
Yes. Yeah. All right, you guys, let us know the hardest that you've gaslit someone. Yeah,
would love to hear it.
Or when you've been gaslit, because we've all been victims of it and we've all been the aggressors in it. We've all experienced it. And we are in the epicenter of gaslighting right here in West Hollywood, California, baby girl. We're right in the epicenter. We're right where the quake started. Of gaslighting.
Not only do we live in the third most dangerous city in the world, the world.
It's just the world now, not the country.
The whole world. But it's also just fucking, I mean, you walk down the street, gaslights, fucking everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I'm wondering when I'm actually going to have like one single genuine conversation with one single human being here. I'm sick of hearing, wow, I've just never really met anybody like you. Like, you're cool. And then...
And then what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Nothing.
That's what it was. Yeah. Just.
Oh, this is the best, right? This is the best. This is the best gaslit sentence I ever got, right?
Okay.
Ready for this one, you guys? 2 o'clock in the morning.
But
I'm leaving the studio right now and I'm thinking about you. But then what?
I mean,
but then what? Are we going to hang out the next day?
Are you texting me because you're hoping that I'm up and I'm going to respond and then we can hang out immediately? Or are you just
throwing that out there?
Willy-nilly just hitting that send button.
Yeah. For no fucking reason. Yeah. Other than to gaslight.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, let us know on Girls Same Pod or DM me on Instagram, Blake_Aaron_ or Madison
Howe.
Cool. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.